In the readings today, we have a great encouragement and then a challenge in terms of faith. The encouragement is that the Lord in the gospel is recognizing just how great and all-encompassing the work of God is, that like Elijah and Elisha, through whom the Lord worked to go beyond his own, at the time, chosen people, so Jesus has come now as Savior for all. And there's no one that he does not have his heart fixed on, desiring to pour out mercy, desiring to draw to himself. And so none are excluded from this great work of God's love. And that's something that we need to hear, that because at times it's easy to come up with reasons why we might exclude ourselves from that, or in our struggles to love our neighbor, we might exclude them from that work. So in that, there's a great encouragement. The challenge is that we would have the faith to allow him to work, to give him room to work. And in the gospel, the people struggle with that. No prophet is accepted in his own native place. So their lack of faith in him, we see played out in a really familiar way here. In the first reading, the lack of faith comes, as Naaman says, well, I thought for sure that he would ask me to do something, you know, much more dramatic, and he wouldn't even come out. All that the prophet said was just go and wash in a river that to me just seems like it's just any old river. And the servant of Naaman says, if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? So all the more now, just do the simple thing he's asked. The faith comes in this, that sometimes we want, I think, God to ask something much greater of us, so that we, maybe in our pride, can feel like we've had a greater role to play in it. I sometimes will have people say in regard to a penance, well, I think I should have gotten a much bigger penance. Well, not if you wanted the bigger penance because you wanted to feel like you earned this. Not if you want a big penance because you feel like in that way you're going to have pride thinking I worked off my sins. Sometimes it's the simpler thing that God is asking of us that requires greater faith, because the simple things that God asks, whether it's what was asked of Naaman or perhaps a very simple penance that you're given, that requires more faith in his work than in yours. And it can very often be that that's where the Lord wants us. But that requires faith to do the simpler thing that requires us to leave more room for the Lord. And so these two different things that we have here today, just the all-encompassing love of God that has come to save all people, and that is such a great source of hope for us, but then the faith that we need to welcome that, and remembering that faith is deliberately excludes human pride or the things that we want to have at play that kind of make us more the star of it all or the center of it all. So let's ask the Lord today for that gift of the simple childlike faith that welcomes this incredible love and mercy and grace that goes beyond what we might ever expect, including ourselves, and to allow the Lord to work in that way as we move through these days of Lent.